Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Yud Aleph. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We left off on the last line of Kuf Chav Gimel about to turn on to page 246. We read last night the Iker, the Hakdama of the Mishabur at the Siman Reish Yud Aleph. I'd like to summarize what the Mechaber told us as we continue on in the Sif. The Mechaber said, if a person had in front of him different minim of peros, we said if they have the same brachos, the two peros, and one of them is shivas aminim, you make the bracha on the shivas aminim, even if that is not the one that is more chaviv. And then we said if you don't have them in shiva, so then you put first the one that's chaviv. That was if the brachos are the same. Then we said in the second to last line, Vin ein birchoseim shavos, that the brachos are not the same. Afilu yesh behen mimin shiva. So you have two separate brachos. One's ha'etz, one's ha'dama. Even if the ha'etz is from the shivas aminim. Kigon, for example, tznon v'zayas. You have a radish and an olive. And as we know, the olive is shivas aminim. So the mechaber paskins in the first side, Eza mehen sheyirtze yaktem v'afilu einu chaviv. It's up for grabs. You can make the bracha on whichever one you want, even on the one that's not chaviv. That was the first shita. That's what we saw last night. So now we pick up with the second shita. V'yesh omrim shegam bazeh tzorech lahaktem achaviv. Some say even when there are two different brachos, it's not just do whatever you want. You choose and you make the bracha on the one that is more chaviv. What's considered more chaviv? The nikra chaviv hamin sherogel lios chaviv alov. The chaviv is considered the one that is normally chaviv to you. Afilu im ato chafetz b'min hasheni. Even though now you're not in the mood for it, you want the other one, but the one that you normally have is more chaviv. So the second opinion, which is the new material for tonight, is the Yesh Omrim that says if you have a Ha'etz and a Hadama, so you put first the one that is more Chaviv, and the one that's more Chaviv is the one that in general you like better, even if you're not in the mood for it right now. So says the Mishabura, we're up to Sifkot and Tes. V'yesh Omrim Svir Lahu, this Shita holds, the Gamba Zeh, even in this case where there's two separate brachos, Shayach Mailos Hakadima. It is Shayach, the Maila of going first. Levarech Al Min Echa Tchila. There is a Maila of putting one specific bracha before the other. Ela the Svirlu, what they hold, the low Makdaminon Bazeh Min Shiva. However, this Shita holds, you do not put Shiva Saminim first. Ela hachoviv lo yoser yakdimenu levarech alav elecho tchila. Rather, you choose whichever one is more chaviv, that you make the bracha on first, and you eat from that one first. Achen, however, im shnei haminim chavivim etzlo b'shaveh. If both minim that you have, the ha'etz and the hadama, are both equal in their chavivos, so oz mevarech al min shiva tchila, then you would make the bracha on the min shiva. So this shita holds that you make the bracha on the more chaviv. If they're equal in terms of the chavivas, then you would make the bracha on the min shiva. The ayin mashakasa the mishaburas of katan chavzayim b'shem hagra, which we'll get to in mitzvah Hashem soon. The ayin ber alocha mashakasa b'shem ha'achronim. Look what we wrote in the ber alocha b'shem the achronim. The ikr ki yesh omrim hazeh. The ikr alocha is like this yesh omrim. We just had a machlokas, one sheet that we saw last night, one sheet that we saw tonight. When you have two separate minim that are two separate brachos, one's ha'etz, one's hadama. The first shita that we saw last night says you can make the bracha on whichever one you want. The second shita which we saw tonight says you make the bracha on the one that's more chaviv. If there is a more chaviv one. If not, then you go to the min shiva if one of them is min shiva. So the bralocha brings down from the achronim, this is the ikir shita that you make the bracha on the one that's more chaviv. Shehu das rov ha-poskim, that is the shita of rov poskim. V'gam da afilu de'a harishona. And even according to the first shita, shesviru lhu de'mavarech al-ezer shiirtza, which told us that you make the bracha on whichever one you want, mikomakom halo habrera hibiyado. You have free choice. So therefore, by going with the second shita, you're really satisfying both shitas. By making the bracha on the more chaviv, you're going with the second shita, but you're not going against the first shita. The first shita says, do whatever you want, so there's nothing wrong with making the bracha on the one that is more chaviv. Says the Mishabura Vaitus of Katan Yud. There's a very important note I want to go back to, but I first want to finish all the material, and then we'll go back to a very geshmaka note. Says the Mishabura of Katan Yud. Which one, said the Mechaber, is the more chaviv one? What's considered chaviv? It doesn't go by what you want now. It goes by what, in general, you like better. Umashma medivrei haposkim diyisnoi kach. It's mashma from the words of the poskim that this is how one should be knowing. Yivarech al hamin sheroge lios tamid chaviv alav velitum tzas mimenu. You have two fruit in front of you, one you like better in general, and one you like better right now. So you make the bracha on the one you like better in general, you eat a little bit of it, then you'll make the other bracha on the other food that you really are in the mood for now. After you finish eating the one you want, you go back to the one that you're not in the mood for right now. So you'll make the bracha on the one you like in general better, but you don't want to eat it now, so don't eat it now. Just have a little taste, make that bracha. Make the bracha on the one you want now, eat it, and then you go back and have the one that you're not as much in the mood for. Obviously, like we discussed yesterday in Akdama, or the beginning, the first Mishabura really, that this whole discussion is only when you want to eat both now. But one is more chaviv now, one's more chaviv in general. You make the bracha on the more chaviv in general, then you make the bracha on the one that's chaviv now. Since it's chaviv now, you'll eat it first, and then you'll go back and eat the other one afterwards. Sivkotun Yud Aleph Afilu Im Ata, even if now you're not in the mood for that one as much. Umikom Mokom Hamavarach Amashe Chaviv Ata Be'ein of Gamkin Yeshla Milismoch. Even if you mess up, you're supposed to make the bracha on the one that's more chaviv in general. If you made the bracha on the one that's more chaviv right now, it's not so bad. You have whom to rely on. The Yesh Poskim Shesovrim De Chaviv Nikra Mashu Chaviv Olavachshav. There are Poskim, and we'll see the Rambam in a second, and Mishabura in the Mechaber and Sebeis. There are poskim that say you make the bracha on the one that's more chaviv right now. So even though this shita is holding that you make the bracha on the one more chaviv in general, if you mess up and you made the one on chaviv right now, you're okay. You have certainly who to rely on. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis. Ula HaRambam. Now the Rambam is going to argue with everything we just said. So we just said to summarize, when the brachos are the same, the first criteria is the Zayin Minim. We saw in the Mishabura, after that is Shalim, after that is chaviv. If you have different brachos, we had a machlokes, either do whatever you want, or do the one that's more chaviv, and more chaviv meant the one that's more chaviv in general. Comes the Rambam and argues on everything we just said. Ula HaRambam, im hoya min echad chaviv lo yoser. If one min was more dear to you, bein shebirchoseim shavos, whether the two brachos are the same, bein sheeinam shavos, the two brachos are not the same, bein sheesh behem min shiva, whether you have one of the zayin minim, bein sheein behem min shiva, no matter what, same bracha, different bracha, min shiva, not min shiva, makdim hechoviv lo oz ba'oso sha'a. You make the bracha first on the one that you are in the mood for right now. Against everything we said in Sif Aleph. Vim eino rotze baze yose mi baze. If you have no preference, you have two food in front of you, and you're in the mood for both of them, you have no preference. So im yesh b'neim yeshiva saminim mevarach alotchila. So if you have zayaminim, and there's no other difference in terms of the chavivos, so you would make a bracha on the zayaminim first. So that is the Rambam. Again, arguing on Sif Aleph, where we said if the brachos are equal, we first go with Zayin Minim, then Shalim, then Chaviv. The Rambam says you go straight to Chaviv. And we said when you have different brachos, one shita said do whatever you want, the second shita said you go by Chaviv in general. So at the Rambam, you go by what's Chaviv right now in all cases. If there's nothing especially Chaviv to you right now, so then if you have a Zayin Minim, you'll make the bracha on that. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Yabiz. Makdim HaChaviv. Polig al dea rishona. The Rambam is coming to argue on the first shita. Usvirulei and the Rambam holds the chaviv adif laolam, that what is more chaviv to you is always taking the top place. The after birchoseim shavos, and even if the brachos are the same, the yeshbem min shiva, and you have one of them that's a zayin minim, chaviv kodem levarech alav. Chaviv always wins. You make the bracha on the chaviv, even if it's the same bracha, and one is a zayin minim. If you like the other one better, you make the bracha on the other one. Sivkotan yud gimel. The way the Rambam explained, which one is more chaviv? It's what's more chaviv right now. So zaktim shibura gam bezep halag al dea rishona. Also in this aspect, the Rambam is arguing on the first shita. Usvirulei, and the Rambam holds that eino nikra chaviv mashachaviv olav tamid. It's not called chaviv that which you like in general better. Elo mashachaviv olav ba'uso sha'a. What's more chaviv is what you're in the mood for right now. Umashma meistimas hamechaber, and the mashmos of the mechaber from being so same is dehaikir kedeya harishona. The ikar halacha is not like the Rambam; it's like the first shita shehi das rov haposkim. That is the shita of rov poskim. So the Mishabura here tells us very clearly how we paskim. He says the ikar halacha is like the first shita. We don't go by the chaviv; we do go by the zayin minim. If it's the same bracha, if it's a different bracha, we go by the chaviv. And again, the first shita said the chavivas was what's more chaviv in general. I'd like to read two very important notes. I'd like to start with note number 11. So we just came off in the Mishnah Berurah saying that from the Stimas HaMechaber, we're going with the first sheet and not with the Rambam. We don't go with what's more Chaviv. If you have equal brachos, you go with the Zayin Minim. So he discusses in note number 11, the Simonim on Leil Rosh Hashanah. Very interesting discussion, very halach lemaisa, comes up every Rosh Hashanah. U'le'inyin achilas ha-simonim b'Leil Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to even the Simonim on the night of Rosh Hashanah, Shekosav l'kama, where the Mishavur tells us later on, levarach al ha-tapuach, that you make a brach on the apple, u'poter es ha-dvash, and the brach on the apple paters the dvash that's eaten together with it. Kosav ha-kaf ha-chaim, the kaf ha-chaim writes, that when the Mishnah Berurah says that you make a bracha on the apple, it's talking about where the dates, which are Zayin Minim, are not in front of you on the table. Even though the dates are also from the Simonim, and there's Shiva Saminim, we just learned the Shiva Saminim overrides everything else, lafi, the way we're coming out, and the mechaber is being so same. So it has to be when the Mishnah Berurah says you make the bracha on the apple, the tamarim are not on the table. Mishum shirotzin lechos atapua tchila v'siman tov, because we want to have the apple first because of a good sign. Achein, however, imat tmarim lefanov, if you have the apples in front of you and you have the dates in front of you, mevarech al hatmarim. Like we just came out very clearly in this Mishnah Berurah, that we go with the Mechaber's first pshat, and that is that you make the bracha on the Zayin Minim. So if apples in front of you, dates in front of you, you make the bracha on the date, not on the apple. Those are both simonim. You have dates, you have pomegranates, you varech alem, you make the bracha on them. They are the min shiva, and that's how we're coming out. That takes precedence. And then he points out, which is a nice chazar, what we mentioned yesterday, the varech tchila latmarim. Really, the bracha should be on the dates over the pomegranate. If you don't have dates, then you make the bracha on the pomegranates. Why are dates first? Because we said, Eretz, Zeshemen, Udvash. It's in place number two after the second Eretz, and the Rimon is in place number four after the first Eretz. Eretz, Chitu, Seora, Gethen, Teina, Rimon, place number five. So it's much further away from Eretz, so you wouldn't make a bracha on a date over making a bracha on the pomegranate. But if the Zayin Minim are in front of you, you would not make a bracha on the apple, you would make a bracha on the date if you have. If not, you'd make a bracha on the Rimon. V'shekein heyer agon Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, v'chein hora Rav Ozner, she'av she'yesh betapuach, even though when it comes to the apple below Rosh Hashanah, there are ramazim, there are hints, v'inyonim shonim yosem ishar peros, there are big inyonim to eat an apple on the night of Rosh Hashanah, so you may want to start and make the bracha on the apple. Mikom okom imatmarim o harimonim v'kadom alafanav, you have zayimin in front of you, yakdim osam, you make the bracha on the zayiminim. Kevon she'aleinu lasos al piha locha psuka. We have to follow halacha. The halacha says you make the bracha on the zayiminim over the chaviv, over the ramazim, and therefore, if the zayiminim are in front of you, you make the bracha on the zayiminim. V'harotza shelo l'shanos me'aminag hakodem. This is, I found very, very interesting. And if one does not want to veer from the early custom, which is to make the bracha on the apple, why is that the early custom? Why didn't they make the bracha in the olden days on the zayiminim? It says in the bracket she'birchal tapuach. They always made the bracha on the apple. Mishum shelo they didn't have access to the Shivas Aminim. So that's how the minog evolved. They made the bracha on the apple. You want to keep that minog, that's fine. But says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Shelo Yaniyah Peros Mishivas Aminim Ala Shulchan. Don't have the Zayin Minim on the table. Ala Achar Shiyavarech Al Tapuach. Only have the apple out, not the Zayin Minim. Make the bracha on the apple. V'yachavim B'birchas Bori Priya Eitz Gam Al Haminim Shiyavo Achakach. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman L'maisa, what you should do is, if you want to make the bracha on the apple, that's fine. But only have the apple out, the tamarim, the rimon should be off the table. Make the ha'etz on the apple, have them in mind, and that will cover everything. If you did not do that, and you have the zayin minim on the table, and you forgot to tell your wife, and your wife put everything out, then you would make the bracha on the tamarim, that's a zayin minim, that takes precedence over the rimon, and that will be your ha'etz. That is what Shlomo Zalman says, and that is based on everything that we just came out, l'maisa, tonight. The next note is just a great shiloh that I want to share from Rekiva Eger. It's brought in note number 9. But to properly appreciate it, we have to just go back and summarize the Mishnah Berurah that we said, and then we can chat the godless of this suffix. A beautiful question he asks. We said in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tess, I'm just going to read again the first Mishnah Berurah we saw tonight. When you have two separate brachos, so we said in the first sheet of last night, make whatever bracha you want first. The sheet of the night said, make the bracha on what's more chaviv. Said to Mishnah Berurah, because they hold there's a mile of kedima, even when there's two different brachos, to make it on what's more chaviv. El the svirlu de lo mak de mina bezem in shiva. We don't give any preference to min shiva. Elo ha chaviv lo yoser. The one who is more dear to you, yakdimenu levarachal levelachal tchila. You make the bracha on the one that is more chaviv when there are different brachos. Achein im shnei haminim chaviv etzlo b'shave. We said if both minim are equal, oz mevarach al min shiva tchila. So first goes by chaviv. If there's no preference in chavivas, then you go down to the zayin minim. That's all talking about when you have two separate brachos. But we learned yesterday, if you have the same bracha, we go with the psak that the shivas haminim wins. I'm making this very clear so we can appreciate the question of Kivager asks. So again, when you have the same min, you have an apple and you have an olive, you make the bracha on the zayin minim. That was the rule. Now we're saying if you have two different brachos, you make the bracha on what's more chaviv. If there's no preference to chavivas, then you go to the zayin minim. Says note number 9. Vim hayu lefan of shlosha minim. Try to follow this case. It's very gishmak. You have in front of you 3 minim. Anovim, you have grapes, which is zayin minim ha'etz. Tapuchim, apples, not zayin minim ha'etz. And snom, which is a radish, which is adama. V'atznon chaviv yoser meha anovim. The radish is more chaviv to you than the grapes. Now we just learned, if you have two different brachos, which the radish and the grapes are, we ignore zayin minim and we make the bracha on the chaviv. So you have a radish and you have grapes, and the radish is more chaviv, you would theoretically make the bracha on the radish. But the atapuchim chavivim yosem mishnehem. But the one that you really like the best is the apples. So if you would just line up the tznon and the anovim, the tznon wins out, the adama would come first, it's more chaviv. But if you throw in the apples, the apple versus the tznon, the apple's the more chaviv. So then you should make the bracha on the apple. But how are you making the bracha on the apple? You also have grapes, which are the same bracha. When you have two of the same bracha, then the zayin minim comes first. So it mamish goes in circles. You start off again, you have the grape zayin minim, but you have the radish. You like the radish better. So the radish wins out over the grapes. But now you have the radish and the apple. The apple you like better than the radish. So now the bracha should be on the apple. But how can you make the bracha on the apple if you have grapes? Even if you like the apple better than the grapes, zayin minim always wins out when you have the same bracha. So what do you do? That's your Kiyagas Kasha. Let's just read that inside and we'll see what we do to Maisa. But I like the question more than anything else. Vim hayu lefan of shlosha minim, anovim tapuchim utznom. You have grapes, apples, radish. Vatznon chaviv yosem meha anovim. The radish is more chaviv to you than the grapes. Vatapuchim chaviv yosem mishnem. But the apples you like the best. Tzien agon Rav Ozner. What should you make a bracha on? V'tama safik, the hesber is as follows. Shelochora hatznon kodum anovim. The radish should win out over the anovim. Kevan shekesh she'ein b'chosem shavo. Since we learned when they don't have the same bracha, chaviv kodum. You go, well, it's more chaviv. Here's the radish. Ach, i'ev shelovarech borei pri adam al hatznon. You can't make a adam on hatznon. Kevan shatapuchim chavivim yose. Because you like the apple more. So even though the apple and the tzon are different brachos, when different brachos, the chaviv wins out, so the apple should win out. But you also can't make the bracha on the apple. The apple and the grape are the same bracha. So the mamash keeps going in circles. What do you do? The ikar to me was the question, but we'll read the psak. Sadas agon ravazna shel halacha nirish yaktim es ha'anovim. It appears that you make the bracha on the grapes, sheheim min shiva. Because lemaista they are the zayminim, kevan shemin shiva machria. The kol shekein, he brings in a lot of different cheshbonos that you can factor in, one of which we saw yesterday in the Bir Halacha, that he brings the bahag later on that says, when you have ha'etz and hadama, you always make the bracha on the eitz before the hadama, even though there are different shitas, but you can mitzvah for a lot of different shitas, and it comes out in that case, I don't care so much about the psak, I like the shaila more than anything else, but if it comes to lemaisa, Rav Ozner does paskin based on a tziruf of many different shitas that you can read yourselves, that you make the bracha on the grapes, which is zayin minim, you make a bracha eitz first. We'll stop here, I will continue vayter mitzvah tomorrow with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.